From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Amy Jeffries. With a battle cry of repeal Obamacare, Republicans took control of the U.S. Senate earlier this month, wrangling in Washington over when or if to actually act on that campaign promise is part of the backdrop to Louisiana's Senate runoff. WRKF's Sue Lincoln reports.
Congressman Bill Cassidy and his GOP supporters are carrying the Repeal Obamacare banner into the runoff campaign against incumbent Senator Mary Landrieu. This new ad by the National Republican Senatorial Committee is a case in point.
Thanks to Mary Landrieu being the deciding vote to pass Obamacare, almost 100,000 Louisianans were told they were being thrown off their health insurance.
While Landrieu did vote for the Affordable Care Act, she concedes it could use some tweaking.
The Affordable Care Act is not perfect. It needs to be fixed. Not under any circumstance repeal it.
Southern University political scientist Albert Samuel says Landrieu is missing an opportunity by not naming and claiming components of Obamacare supported by the majority of Louisianans.
Mayor Landrieu needs to own some of the policy successes of the Obama administration, even on the Affordable Care Act. The fact that people can now keep their kids on their insurance to age 26, that is very popular. The fact that insurance companies can no longer discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Why aren't you attacking Bill Cassidy for not having an alternative? Repealing Obamacare means that those protections go away.
A University of New Orleans poll conducted last month showed 76% of Louisiana residents believe insurers should be required to cover anyone who applies for medical insurance, including those with pre-existing conditions. 30-year-old Camille Winningham is one of the people with a pre-existing condition.
As young as I am, I'm not exactly in the best health in the whole entire world. I actually have a thyroid issue.
Camille works in a large local firm's human resources department, so professionally, she's very aware of what is now covered by health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Personally, she's facing surgery to remove her thyroid soon.
I just started working for the company that I work for now in February, and I have to have surgery this year to have it removed. And what would the case have been if we didn't have the Affordable Care Act for pre-existing conditions?
Noel Youngblood, a machinery supervisor for Turner Industries, has always had good health insurance. His biggest complaint is the expense.
Everybody walks in the emergency room for stupid reasons, for unnecessary reasons. Somebody got to pay for it because they got a bad cold or flu. Why don't they go to the doctor's office? But the doctor's office won't let them in. I heard on the radio the other day.
Noel, who is 55, thinks Congress should fix the law so people can choose to eliminate coverage for things they don't need. In his case, maternity care.
Because a lot of people have to have insurance, have to cover stuff like maternity or whatever, and they ain't gonna have no more kids. Like me and my wife, we're not gonna have no more kids. Why do we need maternity?
That's a position Bill Cassidy supports. His official platform states patients should have the power to choose health care options that make sense for them.
I have found that when the patient has the power, the system lines up to serve the patient.
Incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now saying a Republican-led full repeal of the Affordable Care Act is unlikely, as long as Obama is president. But throwing out the bad and keeping the good? Maybe. Louisiana voters must now decide who, Cassidy or Landrieu, is more likely to help make those changes to the national health care law. Sue Lincoln, WRKF News.